如果你翻咗哥伦一段时间咧，我相信你对以下呢一番说话咧，应该一啲都唔陌生嘅，因为咧牧者喺唔同嘅场合咧，的而且确咧系同大家分享过唔少次噶啦。就系、是、哥伦基督教会嘅意象同埋我哋嘅热诚咧，就是、要喺大温哥华地区里边建立一个以圣经真理为本、训练门徒为目标嘅一个信徒群体，装备你哋，装备更多嘅门徒参与喺上帝嘅国度嘅扩展当中，成为社区当中嘅一个灯台。为主来到发光，哥伦存在是一个目的，个目的就是装备信徒成为门徒。我们期望这个在这里每一个人当中都会可以在个社区当中为主来到作见证。这个不应该只是一个口号，或者这个只不过是脑袋里面一个概念，而是牧者盼望我们是会身体力行地来到实践出来。而当这个群体我们一起来到这样做的时候， suppose 一个在教会以外的人，或者一个刚刚来教会没几耐的人，他们会亲身经历到两样东西。第一就是 hospitality， 他会经历到信徒那一份热情的款待。不单只是说弟兄姊妹中间我们的关系很好，其实就算是一些新来到教会的朋友，他们都会感受到他们被认识、被接纳、被关怀同埋被服侍，呢、这个就係 hospitality。第二样佢哋应该会见到嘅就係我哋嘅 generosity。我哋係一个愿意慷慨嚟到去付出嘅群体。呢间教会唔係一间哦闩埋门大家觉得好开心，我哋嘅关系好好，我哋自己好富足咁就够。然之后就唔理呢个世界上发生緊啲咩事。相反，当外人望到哥伦的时候，他们 suppose 是见到一班愿意关心社区的需要的人。弟兄姊妹愿意将他们有的东西，我们的金钱、我们的财物，来到同世界上有需要的人来到去分享。他们会见到这间教会的信徒不是只是甘心、哦、我们的灵命好好，我们的关系好好就满足。而是我们去 show 到给这个社区看，因着我们有耶稣。因着我们中间有耶稣，我们是乐意慷慨地将自己所有的东西拿出来与别人来到去分享。哥伦 suppose 是被这个社区见得到，我们是一班热情款待别人同埋乐意慷慨地来到捐献的一个群体。2020年是教会一个转捩点，大家还记不记得2020年啊？疫情嘛，是不是反转了整个世界，包括加拿大。当时人心惶惶啦，还记不记得封城啊？好多的生意被迫要倒闭啦，有人要裁员啦，还记不记得整个的旅游业、酒店业、餐饮业都几乎要接埋咁滞。好多人失业啦，有些人可能一向财务上面比较紧缺的，冇晒啲收入，就霎时间需要去攞依家攞，需要政府嘅援助，需要去甚至乎要去 food bank 嗰度攞嘢食。教会虽然都系面对住好重大嘅冲击，但系我哋认定咗一样嘢就系、是，当呢个世界越系黑暗嘅时候，就越教会就越需要喺当中嚟到去发光。当呢个世界越系绝望嘅时候，教会就越系应该提供到一个盼望嘅出路。於是乎在2020年，我们同弟兄姊妹一起来到开始了第一年的多走一步的筹款。除了我们平时常费的奉献之外，我们邀请弟兄姊妹参与在多走一步的奉献里面，用我们的金钱来到支持一些当时在疫情之下同样受到严重打击的慈善机构和宣教的组织。而弟兄姊妹当时的参与是真的超过我们的所想所求。于是乎我们2021年我们又继续 ,2022 年我们又继续多一年，然后眨下眼来到今年已经是第六年了。过去那五年如果我们计一计，哥伦去捐赠给不同的机构的款项已经过了75万加币。如我们去估计，如果我们今年继续慷慨，出年继续的话，应该去到出年呢，我们就会 hit 到100万一个 milestone。因为这样我会感谢神在我们当中的工作，我也很 proud of 弟兄姊妹你们对这个社区的慷慨。 今年呢，2025年呢，我哋打算会资助呢五个嘅慈善嘅机构啦，同埋另外呢仲有四个嘅宣教嘅组织嘅。嗱，你见到呢个 list 嘅时候呢，有一啲呢你都可能熟口熟面㗎啦，因为我哋过去几年呢，我哋都好想不断地嚟到支持佢哋嘅，例如 Compassion Canada 啦、IJM 啦、列治文医院基金会啦，呢啲都系我哋一直持之以恒地嚟到去捐书俾佢哋嘅一啲嘅机构。今年呢，我哋加入咗一个新嘅机构，好 exciting 嘅，就係呢呢个 LifeWater Canada。呢个机构呢，响世界唔同嘅角落呢，做緊数以千计同开辟水源有关嘅 project。而佢哋呢，亦都被加拿大一个嘅评级机构 Charity Intelligence 呢，连续六年评为十大加拿大最具影响力嘅慈善机构之一。Top 10 Impact Charities 6 years in a row。 咁所以呢、Charity Intelligence 呢今年俾佢哋嘅评分呢係 A 加。我哋每捐一蚊呢就有超过九毫子呢係直接进入咗佢哋嘅 project 里面。咁所以呢，大家呢真係不妨上去 Charity Intelligence 去 check 下佢哋嘅评分啦。咁今朝早呢，我哋好荣幸呢就请到 LifeWater Canada 嘅 Vice President Daniel Nicol 呢喺我哋中间。佢係远道呢由 Alberta 嗰边呢过嚟呢度㗎喎，同我哋嚟到分享佢哋嘅工作。咁 Daniel 呢揸车过嚟嘅，佢唔係坐飛機过嚟嘅，咁所以呢佢应该係揸咗十几个钟头嘅车呢，然之后先至嚟得到呢度。咁为咗呢就係、节省埋条机票，以至到呢能够我哋能够悭到更多钱呢，能够捐到俾呢个机构。弟兄姊妹，我邀请你，不如我哋用掌声嚟到欢迎 Daniel 嚟到温哥华同我哋分享佢嘅事工。
Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for having me out. I really do appreciate it. I already did thank your pastors, but I think it bears thanking them again for setting up this reaching out campaign and having us out here to speak to you a little bit. So again, thank you very much for all that you do.
弟兄姊妹早晨，多谢教会今日让我喺呢一度同大家分享。
So as said, my name is Dan Nicol. I am the Vice President of LifeWater Canada. Have been for the last 5 years or so.
我系 Dan， 我系 Life Canada 嘅副主席。
LifeWater Canada began in 1995 on the certainty that all lives are of equal value in God's eyes, and therefore they must be in our eyes as well.
LifeWater Canada 在1995年开始，我们坚信在神的眼中每一个的生命都是这么宝贵，我们应该同样有同一个的眼光。
So we...At LifeWater, we envision a world where no one suffers from unsafe water, where girls have access to safe and equal education, and everyone is treated with dignity.
我们的远景是见到没有人因为没有干净水而受苦，女孩子可以得到平等的教育，人人都得到应该有的尊严和尊重。
So right now, we are focusing our work in Haiti, Liberia, Nigeria, and Kenya, because those countries, simply put, they have a desperate need for safe water. Their governments have an incredibly limited capacity to respond to that need, and there's a general lack of required equipment and trained workers.
我们现在主要集中的工作是在四个的国家，在海地、利比利亚、尼日利亚和肯亚。因为这些地方很迫切的需要有安全的饮用水，和政府的资源是极度有限，而缺乏设备和受过训练的人手。
And then in addition, groundwater in those regions, it's readily accessible at a low cost. And what that means is a really high project success rate and maximum impact for every dollar that's invested.
再加上呢啲嘅地区嘅地下水呢係比较容易嚟到揾得到，成本亦都係要低啲。咁所以每投放嘅每一毫呢都可以带嚟最大嘅效益，亦都成功率呢係比较高嘅。
But before we continue on what we do, I just want to take a few moments just to look at the why behind LifeWater Canada.
但係继续讲我哋点我哋做啲乜嘢嘅之前呢，我想先讲讲点解要有 LifeWater Canada。
So the phrase "much is given, much is required" can be interpreted to mean that when someone receives significant advantages, opportunities, or resources, that they're also expected to take on a greater responsibility and contribute more in return.
俗话话, 多给谁, 向谁多取, 意思是讲到, 如果一个人得到很多的资源, 机会, 或者好处, 就应该负担起更加多的责任, 回馈, 更加的多。
So this phrase really highlights the idea that privileges come with obligations, and that those who are blessed with much are expected to bless others.
当中强调德权是随伴着义务, 被赐福多的人理应是祝福其他的人。
It's a concept that is based solidly in Jesus' teaching, probably most famously in Luke chapter 12.
这个概念是根基于耶稣基督的教导, 从路加福音第12章当中我们看得到。
And there's a lot to be gleaned in this passage, but for our purposes here today, I just want to focus on the first and the last parts. These parts, they cite a responsibility, a reward, and an ongoing requirement.
这段经文其实有很多东西值得我们去学习，但是我想特别集中在开首和结尾那个部分，这两个部分都明确指出了一份的责任，一份的赏赐，以及一个持续的要求。 路加福音第12章第42节，主说：谁是那忠心精明的管家，被主人指派管理家里的仆人，按时分粮呢？主人来到的时候，看见他这样作，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要指派他管理主人的一切财产。如果那仆人心里说， 我的主人不会那么快回来，就动手打其他的仆人子女，并且吃喝醉酒。 在他想不到的日子，不知道的时候，那仆人的主人要来，严厉地处罚他，使他和不信的人同在一起。那仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，也不照他的意思行，必多受责打。但那不知道的，虽然作了该受责打的事，也必少受责打。多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
It's often very easy for us in a nation such as ours to make comparisons or to compare ourselves only to our neighbors.
我们身处在北美，很容易只系同相似嘅人嚟到比较。
But this passage makes a direct connection that encourages individuals to use their advantages to benefit others and contribute to the greater good.
但这段经文提醒我们，要用自己的优势去帮助其他人，贡献一份更加大的善。
And it helps us to understand that this greater good is not limited to only those that we know or those that we are in close proximity to, but it extends to all of mankind.
而且这个善不只限于我们认识或者身边的人，而是延伸到全人类。
And while we understand and we acknowledge that there are poor among us here in Canada,
虽然我们明白和承认我们的社区当中是有很多的穷人,
we should also understand that that doesn't negate our responsibility to the rest of the global household.
但这样不等于我们可以否定我们对世界其他地方的责任。
So in modern times, the responsibility that it's spoken of in verse 42 is easily understood to be given to those that we would consider to be the haves in this world.
所以对现今社会，这42节里面所讲的责任，很明显是交给社会上那些有的人。
While the other household servants, we would understand them to be those who are without.
而其他的仆人就是指那些一无所有的人。
And in this passage, Jesus shows us that those who have been given much will be held accountable for how they use those gifts and those resources.
而从这段经文，耶稣告诉我们，多给谁，是会向谁多取。
So this phrase is often used to emphasize the importance of stewardship and the responsibility that comes with having more than others.
当中强调作为有责任的管家，边个拥有更多是应该要付出更多。
So essentially, we're being reminded that our abundance should not be seen as an opportunity for idleness or for selfishness, but rather as a call to action and a call to service.
所以丰盛不是容许自我懒惰或者自私的藉口，而是一个呼吁以行动和服侍作出的回应。
So both the Old and the New Testaments are very repetitive in this. And because of that repetition, we can understand one clear message of the scripture. And that is that God cares deeply about the poor, and he expects his people to do the same.
新旧约圣经都不断地重复，神是极之关心贫穷人，也期望他的子民是同样关心的。
So even in the Mosaic Law, there was a provision for those who have to care for those who have not by governing the reaping and the harvesting of fields.
甚至在摩西的律法都规定了，在收割的时候要留下一部分的东西给些有需要的人来享用。
So Leviticus 19 gives instructions to leave a portion of the harvest in the field for those in need to collect.
利未记第十九章命令到要留一部分的庄稼给那些穷人和海外寄居的人。
And that same concept is found in the New Testament when James writes, that pure religion is caring for people in their need.
新约雅各书同样讲到真正的宗教是去照顾有需要的人。
And then in James chapter 2, James even expands further on that instruction.
在雅各书第二章第十四节，雅各讲到：我的弟兄们，人若说他有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？如果有弟兄或姊妹缺衣少食，而你们中间有人对他说：平平安安地去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，那有什么用处呢？照样如果只有信心没有行为，这信心就是死的。也许有人要说，你有信心，我有行为，请把你没有行为的信心指给我看，我就藉着我的行为把我的信心指给你看。
And this is why LifeWater Canada began.
你是因为这样，所以 LifeWater Canada 成立。
So going back to 1987, the founder of LifeWater Canada, Jim Garrels, he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which is a progressive degenerative eye disease that cannot be treated and eventually does result in total blindness.
在1987年，创办人 Jim Garrels 确诊视网膜色素变性症，是一种无法医治的眼退化性的眼疾。而最终呢，是会导致到失明的。
So because of that diagnosis, he decided that he couldn't wait until he retired to put his faith into action by reaching out to those in need.
所以他决定了他没有时间等到退休才去实践他的信仰，他要立刻用行动来到去实践，去帮助身边有需要的人。
And in 1994, the seeds for LifeWater Canada were planted,when Jim met a Liberian pastor who said that in his country, it was pointless to talk about the love of God while children were dying because they did not have safe drinking water.
1994年 LifeWater Canada 的种子播下了，当时 Jim 遇到一位利比利亚的牧师，牧师说在利比利亚呢，当小朋友因为没有安全的饮用水而死的时候，单单用口讲神的爱是没意思的。
As a man of faith, Jim was struck by the fundamental importance of water, and he pursued options for sharing his expertise as a hydrogeologist.
作为信徒， Jim 深刻明白到水的重要，并且因为他是一位水文的地质学家，所以他想用他的专业来去分享他的知识。
In 1995, Jim, along with his friend Glenn Stronks, the two white guys in the photo there, They shipped a small drill rig to Liberia, and they hosted a three-day water conference where they trained 12 local men to drill.
1995年 ，Jim 同佢嘅朋友 Glenn 运咗一部小型嘅钻地机去到利比利亚，亦都举办咗一个三日嘅食用水资源会议，喺当中培训咗12个嘅当地人。
So their plan at that time was just to drill 2 wells and then leave, but they quickly realized that the men that they had trained could not afford to take time away from providing for their families to drill wells for free for others.
当时的原定计划呢是转了两口井就走的。但他们很快发现呢受训者呢基本上呢是没有办法放低养家的工作来到去免费帮人转井。
So in Jim's words, he said, "We wept as we saw children drinking water from street gutters and stagnant ponds, and we talked with the exhausted doctors who were overwhelmed in treating preventable waterborne diseases.We decided that we could not leave the country until we were confident that the drilling would continue."
Jim 当时说我们没办法来控制自己的情绪。当他们亲眼目击到小孩子去喝街边的坑渠水的时候，又跟一些已经做到筋疲力尽的医生倾谈，因为要应付那些绝对是可以预防的水泉疾病，所以他们决定除非能够确定转水井是会持续，他们是不会离开那个地方。
So we're both proud and humbled that for 30 years now, that drilling has continued. And it's been complemented by a full spectrum of different projects that have directly impacted over 9 million people. All based in the principle that all life is precious to God and should be precious not only in our opinion, but also in our action.
30 years, 我们很自豪，也都谦卑地见证着转井的工作，到今日依然是继续。并扩展至各个的范畴的工作，直接影响紧超过900万人。我哋只是坚守住一个很简单的原则，就是所有生命在神的眼中是同样宝贵，不单止是理念，更加是以行动来表示。
So even today, 30 years later, this is a familiar sight in developing nations. In fact, there's still over 2 billion people who lack access to safe drinking water, and over 4 billion people who lack safe sanitation.
即使在30年后的今日，在发展中的国家，这个依然是一个常见的景象，就是有超过20亿的人口缺乏安全的饮用水，有40亿的人是缺乏健全的卫生设施。
That means that 1 out of every 4 people on the planet is drinking water contaminated with feces. Children are especially vulnerable. In fact, every 35 seconds, someone dies from a preventable waterborne illness, with children being more commonly susceptible than adults.
意思是全球每4个人就有1个的饮用水是被粪便来污染了的。小朋友是最脆弱的，每35秒就有一个小朋友死于可以预防的水泉疾病。
So for me, a personal key passage in the connection between the Christian principle of sharing our abundance and our specific work in WASH programming is in Matthew 25:31-46.
另一段对我们特别有意思的经文，对我们的事工有直接关联的经文，是在马太福音第25章。
Now, for the sake of time, we won't read it in its entirety, but this is Jesus' very well-known parable of the sheep and the goats, in which the Son of Man tells the righteous, "I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me."
这段是耶稣基督的比喻，在当中讲绵羊同埋山羊嘅比喻，人子对住义人咁样讲：，因为我饿了，你给我吃；我渴了，你们给我喝；我作客旅，你们接待我；我赤身露体，你们给我衣服穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And in verse 40, when the righteous ask him, "When did we do these things for you?" Jesus responds,To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
在第四十节，啲义人就回答：主啊，我哋什么时候看见你饿、看见你渴、做过呢啲嘅事呢？王要回答佢哋话：我实在告诉你们，你们所作的，只要是作在我最小的弟兄身上，就是作在我的身上。
In this passage, Jesus talks about these six basic human needs.
在当中谈到六种人类基本嘅需要。
And at the same time, Jesus says that we serve him in our actions.
耶稣说我们是透过行动来到去侍奉他。
Yet in this, it's crucial to maintain the dignity and the respect of those that we serve.
在当中我们是要保存受助者的尊严、尊重，这些是极其重要的。
See, Christian giving is not so much a matter of helping the poor as it is of identifying with them and embracing their poverty as our own.
施予其实不是去帮助穷人，反倒是要尝试去认同他们，将他们的困乏视为自己的困乏。
And this is a key tenet of Lifewater Canada. We believe that as disciples of Jesus, we are not called to be saviors of the poor, but sharers with them.
这个是 Lifewater Canada 的核心信念。作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们不是要去做穷人的救世主，我们要去做他们的同行者。
So by giving to the needy out of what we have, we partner with them, we connect with them, and we enter into a kind of mutual bond in terms of want and of wealth.
透过将我们拥有的分享给这些有需要的人，我们去建立一段伙伴的关系，在缺乏和丰盛之间建立一种互相连结的关系。
So Paul wrote in his letter to Corinth, he said, give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. I don't mean that your giving should make life easy for others and hard for you. I only mean that there should be some equality. Right now,You have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. In this way, things will be equal.
保罗在哥林多后书第八章讲到，因着你们尽了自己所能的，就可以完成。因为人要是有愿意作的心，按照他所作的必蒙悦纳，不是按照他所没有的。这不是要别人轻散你们受累，而是要大家同均等。现在你们富裕，就要补助他们的缺乏，到了他们富裕的时候，也可以补助你们的缺乏，这样就均等了。
So for us at Lifewater Canada, these are the things that we have to share. These six kinds of projects are collectively known as WASH programming.Creating a three-legged stool of water, sanitation, and hygiene.
这六种事工统称为 WASH 计划，是建立食水的资源、卫生和健康的教育，一个的三脚凳。
So since 1995, along with the joint efforts of our donors and our nation partners, we've impacted over 9 million people with WASH programming.Creating sustainable solutions with simple innovations.
自1995年以来，透过捐赠者和事工的伙伴的共同努力，我们藉着 WASH 计划已经影响超过900万人。
As a result, we've completed about 3,500 new wells. We've done about 200 well rehabilitations, nearly 16,000 hand pump repairs,We built over 200 community washrooms. We've conducted thousands upon thousands of hygiene seminars to teach health protocols like hand washing and how to treat running stomach.
我们当中完成了大约3500个的新井，复修了近200口的井，近16000个的手泵的维修，兴建了超过220间的社区洗手间。同埋舉辦咗數千場嘅衛生講座，當中咧去教導點樣洗手同埋健康嘅知識同治療。
And then in recent years, Seeing the need and the natural fit into hygiene and sanitation, we've also distributed nearly 25,000 dignity kits.
在近年呢，见到卫生同清洁方面嘅需求，我哋仲分派咗接近25,000个嘅尊严包。
So because girls carry the burden of the family's water needs and they're exposed to physical dangers every day while carrying it, that results in less time in school and a loss of education.
因为呢，女孩子呢，是负责管理屋企用嘅水，所以每日呢，运水嘅时候呢，会遇到唔同嘅困难，导致到呢，上学嘅时间呢，是会减少，而失去咗教育嘅机会。
Those dignity kits are reusable pads that are extremely successful at keeping girls in school without missing a week out of each month.
这些呢可以重用的卫生巾呢非常成功地帮助到女孩子不需要每个月缺课一个星期而是能够继续的翻学。
So we do this work in some of the neediest regions of Haiti and sub-Saharan Africa.With the belief that as Christians, we have a profound responsibility to care for the needy. And that stems from biblical teachings and a desire to emulate Christ's compassion.
这些工作呢，我们在海地和这个撒哈拉以南的非洲最贫乏的地方来做这些工作，以行动呢，来效法耶稣基督的怜悯心。
So for us, that involves both a practical assistance as well as a commitment to social justice.
是包括实际的援助和对社区公义的回应。
The Bible emphasizes that caring for the poor is a demonstration of love for God and for others, including the least of these that he refers to in Matthew 25.
圣经强调照顾穷人是爱神爱人的表现。包括在马太福音25章所提及到最小的弟兄。
And this is what we do at LifeWater Canada. We create a bridge of equality, acting as a connection point between social, regional, and demographic barriers.
而这个正正是 LifeWater Canada 所做的，去建立平等的桥梁，去成为跨越社会、地区、人口障碍的连接点。
We make it possible for some of the most blessed people in the world to have a real and tangible impact in some of the most forgotten communities in Haiti, Liberia, Nigeria, and Kenya, among the people who are considered to be the least of these in this world.
用世界上最有福的人可以实实在在地影响海地、利比利亚、尼日利亚和肯亚这些被遗忘的社区。
We work to create a lasting change and a measurable impact on lives and livelihoods, on health and well-being, by bringing safe and accessible water and sanitation programs as an outpouring and example of the love and sacrifice of Jesus.
透过提供安全的饮用水的资源和卫生的计划，作为耶稣爱和牺牲的榜样，对生命、生计、健康创造持久的改变。
And we carry this out in a what we believe to be a unique way. We focus on local ownership and engagement. We focus on long-term impact. And we go beyond just drilling to develop smarter systems and strategic site selection and scalable models to make even the hardest to reach areas easy.
我们注重在当地人的自主和参与长期的影响，不单止开发水井，是运用更聪明的系统，策略性选井的地方，和扩展的模式，令到最难达到的地区都变得容易。
And we believe very strongly in running lean. In fact, we have only 4 full-time employees and 5 part-time employees, with our president, Linda Garrels, volunteering 100% of her time.
我们当中其实只有4名的全职同工，有5名是兼职。我们的总裁 Linda 更加是全时间的义工。
And then beyond that, we track every single dollar, not just where it's spent, but also the direct impact that that dollar has. And then we actually go so far as to report to every individual donor exactly how they have helped change lives with their donation.
我哋对我哋嘅财政系非常嘅谨慎，唔单止系金钱上嘅支出，甚至系执着每一分每一毫嘅影响力，然后向每一位嘅捐赠者去报告佢哋点样帮助改变生命。
So we track. I already said that we keep our overhead under 10%, which is remarkable. I think in the charity world these days, we have no waste, we have no guesswork, we just have transparency and impact.
我哋将我哋嘅行政开支保持喺10%嘅以下，喺当中冇浪费、冇猜测、高透明度。
And because of this, we've been ranked by Charity Intelligence, which is, as Pastor already mentioned, Canada's independent charity watchdog, as a top 10 impact charity and a top 10 international impact charity every year since 2019.
因此咧，自2019年以嚟咧。加拿大嘅独立慈善监察机构 Charity Intelligence 每年都评选我哋成为呢个十大最具影响力同国际影响力嘅慈善机构。
So that's the basics of who LifeWater is and how we work。
呢个就系LifeWater Canada 嘅简介。
We believe very strongly that the people we serve。
我哋好注重我哋所服侍嘅人
，are valuable and equal，
系同样嘅重要。
We've had tremendous growth over the last 6 years。
喺过去嘅六年，我哋好大嘅发展。
And we have a goal and a plan in place right now。
我哋而家有一个嘅计划
，for even more tremendous growth over the next。
系有更加阔、更加大嘅发展。
So we are thankful and honored that as a church, you would include us in your reaching out campaign.
我感谢教会喺当中包括 LifeWater Canada 系你哋喺多走一步嘅计划当中。
We very deeply look forward to working with you as a body.
我哋好期待以后嘅发展。
And I'm very much looking forward to reporting back to you.Where your gifts are spent and the direct impact that it had in communities.
我亦都好期待咧，可能可以翻到嚟再回报俾大家听当中教会嘅支持点样能够影响，点样影响到我哋嘅工作。Yeah.
I'm checking everywhere. I've got a stopwatch on my wrist and another one back there.
好緊張啲時間啊！
So again, I just want to thank you all for having me out. It really is a pleasure. I am going to be here all day. If you'd like to visit with me in the foyer afterwards, I would welcome the opportunity. And then we're going to close in prayer.
我好多謝大家俾呢個機會喺當中同大家分享。我一間會喺出邊，如果你哋有什麼嘅問題，可以去到後邊同我傾偈。让我们一起祷告。
All right, let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you so much for the honor and privilege that it is to serve you in this world. And above that, Lord, for the honor and privilege it is to have the responsibility of the blessed. I thank you, Jesus, for opening our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our spirits.To the needs of our brothers and sisters, of your children around the world, to the rest of the household, Father God. Thank you for this church and their unique focus on reaching out locally and globally. I thank you, Lord God, that you have enabled them as a congregation and enabled their leadership and given them the vision to carry this through. So I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for the day.Thank you for the people. Thank you for safety as we go from here. In Jesus' name, amen.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你带到 Daniel 嚟到我哋中间，祝福佢嘅忠诚，祝福佢喺呢度嚟紧，仲有下昼，仲有夜晚黑，我哋中间嘅侍奉，为到佢嘅家庭嚟到祈祷，因为都知道咧，佢屋企都经历紧一个考验，经历到一个family 好嘅 emergency， 但系上帝啊，佢都仍然忠心嘅嚟到我哋中间。最后想为到 Daniel 嚟到祷告，神啊，求你祝福佢，祝福佢来回嘅脚步，祝福佢今次嘅旅程系fruitful 嘅，祝福佢今次嘅旅程咧系完全喺你嘅心意里边，祝福 佢喺 Life Canada 裏邊嘅工作，能夠有健康嘅身體，能夠有不斷賜佢更大嘅智慧嚟到喺呢個世界上為你，為到你嘅國度嚟到 make 更大嘅 impact。我哋多謝你聽我哋嘅祈禱，奉耶穌基督嘅名求 ，Amen。